Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
Fails me all my days.
I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your goodness.
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
How can I tell you how beautiful you are to me?
What was that? What we waited for?
What we
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit unto you, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Excuse me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Martha Brewer Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. We bless and we welcome each every one morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 1 second, please. Hello? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God. Take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our midst, Holy Spirit, and let the light of God begin to shine. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in us. Release your breath in each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, release your breath on this rain, in this service this morning. Release their breath on the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Holy Spirit, release your breath in our environment, in our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, release your breath upon our children and our grandchildren. Holy Spirit, release your breath upon us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, release your breath. Holy Ghost, release your breath. Spirit, release your breath upon us. Release your breath in us. In the name of Jesus, release your breath upon our children and our grandchildren. Release your breath in us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, breathe over your word, Holy Ghost. Let it come from a locust word to a rhema word, oh, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, everyone under the sound of my voice, release your breath in each and every one this morning. Release your breath upon each and every one this morning. Release your breath, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in our environment, in their environments, oh, God, in their homes, their dwelling places, their jobs. Holy Spirit, release your breath in us. Release, 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 release. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Have your way. Release your breath as our children and grandchildren go to school. Release your breath in the classroom. Release your breath on the bus stop. Release your breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect these children. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you, each and every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Multiply unto us in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Romoso Doriaka. Hallelujah. Let us look at Psalm 95. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come, let us unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great great God and our great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your father stepped in me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I have sworn in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. O God, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out for mercy. We cry out for mercy, O God. We cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In Jesus' name, be merciful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our siblings in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our nieces and nephews in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our spouses, our husbands and wives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. Almighty God, be merciful. Be merciful in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy. Rain down your mercy in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Have mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Uriya masande bebe, uriya karemoso doriaka. In the name of Jesus. Ye kuriya sadaria kuye mako yese de. Ye karemase de koromasande ria. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God. Bless us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Creating us a clean heart, O God. And renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, God, we cry unto you, oh, God. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy, oh, God, for our siblings. Mercy, oh, God, for our nieces and our nephews. Oh God, we cry out to you for mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Father, we release the blood of Jesus over our spirit, souls, and body. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oria masan deria kuria lese deria ko. Lord, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that gave us breath from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. Oh, mighty God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. Father, let the blood speak for us. We soak all the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, our children and grandchildren. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Lord, I pray especially for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I pray, oh God, for their families, their children, grandchildren, great granddaughters that are connected to them, oh God. The mothers, oh God, the intercessor, special way. Bless their going in and coming up. Bless the works of their hands. Show your favor around each and every one of them, O God. Draw them closer to you, O God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them shall be condemned. Lord, draw them close to you. Lead us, teach us, guide us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, we are thankful and grateful to you. Spirit, fresh wind of God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my Redeemer. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh my dear God, we praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I would like for you to please open your Bibles with me to Psalm 127. Hallelujah. It's one of those famous, one famous psalm that we always sometimes repeat saying. Hallelujah. Psalm 127. Hallelujah. Except the Lord built the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicketh but in vain. I just want you to look at that scripture. Except the Lord the house, they that labor in vain. Hallelujah. We talked a couple of weeks ago about, I think it was Hebrews 10:7. I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I think if you can recall and can remember of this scripture, Hebrews 10:7, yeah. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Do thy will, O God. Please write that. Hebrews 10:7, to do thy will, O God. And when Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. John 4:34. Please write that. Jesus said unto them, is my meat is to do the will of my Father. It's work. Not only to do the will of his Father, but to finish his work. Hallelujah. So we go back to Psalm 27. Unless the Lord built the house, the builder builds it in vain. What are we speaking about? Hallelujah. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Our meat is to do the will of God. Where is the will of God? In the volume of the book that is written, every one of us have a purpose. Hallelujah. Everyone. What is the will of God for your life? The builders built it in vain. Because if the Lord, unless it is not in it, not just because you ask him to come in, it's because of it is his will. It's not your will, it is his will. When he put his seal on something, everything works out. You do not want permissive will. You want God's definite will, because you don't want to waste your time. And when it's not God's will, it's a waste of time. Let me break it down to you physically. Hallelujah. example. That's why the Bible says they will build vineyards and different things. The Bible talks about building vineyards and building it, and somebody else comes and take it. I'm not talking about those who illegally steal stuff. I'm talking about when you're not in God's will, whatever you do, you're wasting your time. It's just a waste of time. That's why we said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And we, Jesus is our example. He said, not only to do God's will, to finish what God sent you to do. And many times we have people that have not finished the assignment, and they did not seek to do the will of God. So they left some unfinished work here. And they did because, I mean, they died because the works were unfinished. They left it here. You don't want to leave unfinished works. So we want to be in the will of our Father. And let me say this to my brothers and sisters. When you're in the will of God, the enemy will fight you fiercely. He will fight you till you will think it is not the will of God. He will bring all kinds of thoughts to you that you will think you are not in God's will. You will second guess yourself. Say, oh, no, I don't think it's God. And then when you tell your friends or family, they say, no, God did not tell you that. God did not tell. Because let me say, God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. His way is higher. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Let's first reread it. When you have time, go through that. Our ways are higher. Hallelujah. Man is foolish. We're foolish. So we're foolish. We're nothing compared. I mean, look, oh my God. Yeah, say you're giving somebody an advice, but you do not know what the will of God for that person's life. Do you know the will? Are you giving advices to people that you do not know the will? Are you in defilement with the Almighty God? Telling somebody to jump when God said to sit, when God said to run. If people come to you for advice, what do you tell them? What do you tell them? Hallelujah. Do you tell them according to the will of God, or do you just come with your opinion? Because some things you think is not the will of God, it's the will of God. And some things we think is the will of God, it's not God's will. We got to be careful, because that's how the enemy distracts us. And then when you finally come back in that path to do the will of God, it becomes tedious. And then you start running against time. But we thank God who can redeem the time. We walk by the flesh. Many of us walking by the flesh, we want to reason things up. We want to be logical about things. Who gave us the right to be logical about things? Hallelujah. Nevertheless, my will, Lord, but I will be done. The way God do things, don't ever compare yourself to God. It will be completely different from how you will do it. Because first of all, the heart of man, our hearts are desperately deceitful and wicked. So we'll do things completely different. God is holy. God is pure. And sometimes we want to accomplish our own agenda, not God's agenda. We want to do it our way to get the praises. Oh, and in vain. My brothers and sisters, this morning we got to think about these things. Sometimes people wonder, oh, all this bad stuff happening to me. And, but maybe it's happening because you're not in God's will. And God's welcome and God's timing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are doing the right thing, but it's not the time. So you will not yield to what you're supposed to yield. Amen? You will not yield what you're supposed to, because it's not the time. We have to be in God's perfect will. When you're in God's perfect will, as a Christian, you have a peace about what you want to do. When you're in God's perfect will, he provides exceedingly abundantly above you, and you can think or ask of. Every time you're in the perfect will of God, he makes provision for his perfect will to be done. There will be no lies. There will be no manipulation. No. When you're in God's will, you're in God's will. And we want to finish. I don't know about you all, but I want to finish. I want to finish what God has ordained for me to finish. Hallelujah. My need is to do as well. So I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. What is in the book of me written to finish his will. A couple of weeks ago, I will end with this. I remember, and I think I spoke to the prayer line when I had this dream. And it was in the daytime when I had it. It was like 11, 12, because I was so tired. And I had this dream, and I was walking. Me and my sister was walking, going to in this place. And a lot of people were going. It looks like the ancient, long-time biblical days. Hallelujah. And we went at the gate, and at the gate people were coming in. It wasn't a big gate, as a regular people were coming in this circle. And in this circle, as we were coming at the gate, where my late mother, she was, but she had some ancient clothes on. And we greeted her, my sister and I, and hugged her and everything. And then she said to me and my sister, she said, Parita and Marco, look, go over there. There's Jesus. You all go and meet Jesus. She directed us to where Jesus was, in the center of that court. When both of us walked there to meet Jesus, there was a lot of men around Jesus. They all had on white. But you could not differentiate which one was Jesus. And which one wasn't? Some of those men were angels. When I say a lot, maybe about 4 or 5. But how I knew when I walked there, Jesus' eyes, I have a eyes, he stared at me, eyes. I would never forget it. That the eyes, his eyes was blue, like blue crystal. His eyes was like rivers. And he looked at me. When he looked at you, hallelujah, at me and in that dream. Oh, you know, you will judge yourself. All I could remember from the time I was a child, 5 years old, I remember my life keep flashing, all the things I've done, good or bad, whatever. It keep flashing in a minute. And then you begin to talk to Jesus. It's not like I'm talking to you. When you're in that realm, there's a way. He hears what you're thinking and say, and he answers you. Also, saying to myself, I said, oh, my God, why all these things? Jesus forgave us. He said, when he confessed our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I will never forget the eyes. But what I'm saying to you, then he came and he embraced me. He and a hug that we get when we're kids from our parents. And I woke up from that dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he sees, he hears, he knows everything about us. Hallelujah. Amen. And that hug, that embrace. Hallelujah. And so should I be, oh, Jesus embraced it. No, you continue to do the will of him who sent you. Who sent me? Who sent you, Jesus? Don't sway. Don't be distracted. Stay in the will of God. It might not be popular with your friends and your family, but stay in the will of God as trusting in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And to all the intercessors, to continue to pray for the school system. While I was on the line, my daughter had called me. I was wondering what kind of emergency. And she had told me, which I didn't hear, that there was a shooting incident in the children's school. Some incident took place yesterday, and the boys were saying they don't want to go to school today because of the threat that took place yesterday in their school. Continue to pray for these children. Cover the children with the blood of Jesus. Cover your children's school with the blood of Jesus, the nearby school with the blood of Jesus. That's how I do. Stop praying. Keep praying for the children, not only your children, but other children. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, O Almighty God, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Remember Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder builds it in vain. We love you. God bless you.